As the year winds down, I always like to reach out and chat to friends who I've not seen for a while, especially when those friends have had an incredible year, are wickedly funny, and are always a joy to talk to. I am referring, of course, to actress and stand-up comedian Georgie Morell. Georgie, how are you doing this evening as 2018 winds down?
Oh, I'm very well. Yes, end of the year, another one.
How do you spend the end of the year? Are you one of these people that likes to just, because you're so busy at the moment, do you just like to put everything down after Christmas is out of the way? You like to relax, you don't even think about work, or on these final hours of 2018, is your mind still racing about everything that you want to do?
Oh God, yeah, it never stops. I don't like tempting fate. So to me, having like a big blowout New Year is just, it's like, oh, it's like preempting what the next year is going to be. So I do like to play it low key and still keep in that mode. I don't relax very well in general.
Now, every year, this night, of course, can be a bit of a mixed bag for many people. But what is your favourite memory of New Year's Eve?
Oh, God, like ever?
Like ever.
Probably we had a lot of house parties growing up. My mum and dad used to have a lot for me. I've got two older brothers, and all of my brother's friends and my friends, we were all sort of one big messy gang. And these were a lot of parties for us. And I remember we had a New Year's Eve one, and we had a Millennium one as well. Do you remember the Millennium?
I am unfortunately old enough to remember the Millennium. I was happily of drinking age when the Millennium came around. So yes, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, we had a big party for that. I missed those that we used to do.
Yeah, the family ones are the ones that throughout my life I've had many, many New Year's Eve parties, and for some reason they just don't feel that nice warm glow that you got when it was just you, your parents and your siblings.
Yeah.
I remember New Year's Eves when my parents would go out, and this is back in the 80s when parents did this much more often, but my parents would happily leave my brother and I in a house by ourselves watching Uncle Buck on the TV while they're merrily off getting drunk somewhere.
Fantastic. I remember one year it was, just me, my mum, dad and my brothers, and we played Trivial Pursuit. I was really little, and it was so much fun. My brothers were just such great entertainment anyway.
From what I've heard as well, it doesn't seem like the type of family, Georgie, where your brothers or your dad would have been letting you win in any way at all.
No, it was very much, most of my childhood was me keeping quiet and observing.
Well, the thing is, that's what makes you such a blooming good stand-up comedian. Now, you have had an incredible year, Georgie. Notable highlights include acting in a groundbreaking play about audio description, written by a partially sighted playwright, continuing to tour your two hilarious stand-up shows, A Poke in the Eye and The Morell High Ground, and work with organisations such as Extant and the RNIB. But what have been some of your highlights of 2018?
There's a lot to choose from. It has been a really, really busy year. Probably two things, actually. One's a bit bittersweet. A Poke in the Eye had its final outing in Nottingham at the Comedy Festival in November. And I think that was a highlight in that it was obviously sad to stop doing that show, but it was something nice to put some closure with it. Say, right, I've done that, and now it's time to move on to the next, onto new material and new stuff. And I quite liked that. There's something quite therapeutic about it when you feel like you've finished a chapter. And also, I had an absolute riot in November as well. I got to present an award to, this sounds like I'm absolutely bigging myself up, but I don't care because it was brilliant. There's this thing called the Lovey Awards, and it's giving awards to people who have done great things with technology, which that's straight over my head. But I got asked to present an award to a guy called Hans Wieberg, who came up with an app that helps visually impaired people find volunteers, sighted volunteers, to help them with everyday stuff. I didn't know a thing about this app. My agent just got a phone call and said, do you want to present this award? There's a party afterwards with free booze. I was like, yeah. So I went along to it at South Bank and had an absolute riot. And I felt really, really privileged to be part of this incredible app that he's made. It's called Be My Eyes.
It is one of these apps that on the Tech Talk show here on RNIB Connect Radio, they talk about Be My Eyes all the time. So I think for many people listening out there tonight, they would like to shake the inventor of the app by the hand. And you got to do that as well as give him an award.
Yeah, it was an absolute pleasure. It really, really was. And real highlight of the year.
Now, what drives you to maintain this level of work, Georgie? Because I'm guessing it's not the money.
I didn't get into it for the money. I get bored very easily. And when I get bored, I'm an absolute nightmare. Because I've still got, even though I'm a bit older, there's a bit of a rebel heart in me. And I'll just go and cause trouble. That's what I'll do. If I'm bored, I would just go and find mischief and get myself in trouble. So if I keep busy and I keep going, then I don't do that. I don't go and cause chaos.
I like it's nothing philanthropic at all. It's just devil's idle hands are the devil's plaything.
Yeah, it's basically keeping me out of jail.
Now, in everything you do, obviously awareness raising concerning issues around sight loss seem incredibly important to you. Why is it still important? Is the message just not getting through?
Sometimes I feel like it is. And then a couple of months ago, I was doing some bits. It was the RNIB's 150th anniversary, and some rather damning statistics came out of some common misconceptions with people with sight loss. And it was like, all right, we've still got a way to go. And although it was disappointing to hear them, and it's not the world that I know, it was a good jolt to, right, still got to keep going. There's still work to do. Don't take a step back or rest on your laurels.
Do you feel, because with A Poke in the Eye, the show that you're talking about that you retired this year.
I like that, retired.
you retired the jersey. The number will stay there, but the play has seen its last outing. But do you find that, because that was a very awareness-raising show, you were getting a lot of laughs, but a lot of people were coming to see the show that didn't really know about a lot of the issues that you raised, whether it be about PIP and independence payments or issues that disabled people have had continuously with the government. Do you find that it is difficult to keep revisiting these issues, even though for a new audience, it's something they might not have heard?
Yeah, for sighted audiences, I still want to keep the message going as much as I can. But the problem with repeating the show was it wasn't easy for me to keep doing it. My style had changed, my outlook had changed, and how I felt about that year that A Poke in the Eye focused on had changed too. So I felt like I wasn't doing justice to what I was trying to get people to think and feel about it. And that's sort of part of the reason I retired it as well. And want to go at it from another angle. So it's that thing of, you know, hitting people, you know, with different, you know, throwing them different curveballs.
Well, it sounds like you have no intentions of slowing down in 2019. I know about at least one project that you're continuing with the RNIB. So tell us everything that you have planned. Well, not everything. We'll be here all night. We'll be here way past the bells. But tell us what's in store for you next year.
Next year, I'm gearing up for Edinburgh 2019. Already starting to plan that, which is terrifying. But really looking forward to it. It's got some previews and gigs coming up. Some terrific work with Extant in Birmingham, doing drama workshops for visually impaired young people. And all sorts of bits and bobs, and picking up projects that I started this year and getting them going and off the ground. Oh, I'm also doing See the Funny Side. That is got another journey in Nottingham, and that is at the end of March.
It is incredible, Georgie. It's so difficult to keep up with you. But if any of our listeners would like to stay engaged with you or follow you on social media, where can they go?
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @GMorell. And my website, www.georgiemorell.co.uk.
Georgie Morell, it has been a real pleasure speaking to you once again. And I wish you a very happy new year, my friend.
Yes, happy new year. Thank you. See the Funny Side is back. 2019 in the East Midlands at Theatre Royal in Nottingham on 23rd and 30th of March. See the Funny Side is an initiative from RNIB delivered by me, Georgie Morell. We are offering blind and partially sighted people the opportunity to learn to write and perform a stand-up comedy routine. I will deliver a one-day workshop on the 23rd of March on how to write and perform a comedy routine before we will all perform on the 30th of March to a live audience. To apply, you must be over 16 and be blind or partially sighted. Applications is dead easy. All you need to do is email us at connect@rnib.org.uk. or call us on 0303 123 5555 and have your funniest joke ready and tell us why you want to take part. Application close on the 24th of February 2019.